Some of the worst cases of child abuse occur before authorities even know a child has been born. Commentator Joe Davidson says American infants are more at risk today than ever before.
It was almost dawn one day last summer when workers sorting trash found a baby's body at a recycling plant. It was the third dead infant discovered at a Los Angeles County rubbish facility in a month's time. These babies were evidence of a national infant homicide rate that is sneaking upward. Child Trends, a research organization, says federal health data show the rate of infant homicides has more than doubled in the last 30 years. There are now 9.1 murders for every 100,000 babies. As science and technology provide ways to reduce the medical reasons infants die, more and more are killed by those who should love them. Some of the killers are troubled young moms who can't accept motherhood. The Child Trends report says the risk of infant homicide is greatest on the day of birth. About half the infant murders occur before age 4 months, sometimes at the hands of fathers who stop a baby's cry by shaking the little one to death. There's a greater risk of child homicide before age 1 than at any other time until age 17. Now the murder rate for infants almost equals that for teens. The homicide rate for young people between the ages of 15 and 19 fell by more than half over the last decade. It's now 9.6 per 100,000. A variety of efforts help reduce those numbers. Police agencies targeted youth crime. Schools banned gang colors. Community groups sponsored mentoring programs. And they all fought illegal drugs. But while we focused our resources on the teen crisis, we've missed the infant homicide increase. There are efforts underway to stem that increase. Safe haven programs in many states allow mothers to give up their newborns with no questions asked. But these need greater visibility to make a difference. The Healthy Start program funds nursing and outreach visits. It's effective, but its federal funding is basically flat. We can learn from the programs that help lower the teen homicide rate. The same groups that tackle teen murders should push for increased resources to fight the danger to infants. We need to combat low education and income levels and teen maternity rates that remain too high. Experts say these are risk factors for child abuse. At the same time, we should increase access to prenatal care so that health professionals can spot and treat dangerous situations before they fully develop. We can lower the rate of infant murders, but if we don't attack the problem soon, we shouldn't be surprised to see it get worse.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a journalist here in Washington, D.C.